USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and his family are in Nantucket, Massachusetts to celebrate Thanksgiving. The president taking a trip to meet with members of Nantucket's Coast Guard. During the meeting, Biden responding to a reporter asking him what he's thankful for.
What am I thankful for? I'm not joking when I say I'm thankful for these guys. Thankful for them and everybody. I mean from the bottom of my heart.
House Judiciary Republicans are criticizing the president for his visit to Nantucket in a tweet saying Joe Biden is enjoying his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's home in Nantucket, regular America enjoying the expensive gas and groceries. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the parade was back in full swing this year after a toned-down parade last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
Democrats have tucked a lucrative $2.5 billion tax break inside President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social welfare bill. The tax break allows for trial lawyers on a contingency basis, meaning they are paid only if the case is settled in their favor, to deduct expenses immediately. Such expenses include hourly labor fees and the expenses associated with waging a lawsuit. On average, according to the American Bar Association, the fixed rate for contingency cases is anywhere between 33 and 40% total of the settlement payout. As legal costs continue to soar, the Joint Committee on Taxation estimates a write-off would cost taxpayers $2.5 billion over the next decade. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission is declaring a water shortage emergency. Officials making the request for residents to voluntarily reduce water use by 10%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season have said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here, and so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
A full slate of NFL action on this Thanksgiving Day, wrapping up with the New Orleans Saints hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:20 Eastern time in New Orleans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.